this Sunday. Come on down to the Megadome to watch me and my dog play Stardew Valley till 4 in the morning.
Send a text. Can you just stop talking?
I've started recording already.
Hold on, I'm not ready. Hold on. Okay, wait.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Bitching and Whining, episode 31. Zoe's gonna send a text, and I'm gonna do an intro. We, ladies and gentlemen, and non-binary friends, are gonna talk about harassment. Because, unfortunately, it is summertime, and Zoe and I, as cis women with titties, have been being harassed a lot lately.
Michaela's staring at the ceiling. She's not even looking at me. I've just been staring off at the distance. I've just been harassed so much.
I've just been harassed lately. It's summertime. We're wearing less clothing. Even when you are wearing clothing, people get harassed all the time. But right now we're experiencing an influx. So we're going to fucking talk about it because we angry.
I'm going to face the wall.
I'm going to face the ceiling. And guess what, guys? Today, the birds aren't here.
No.
They left us. The window's closed. It's not the morning. They don't care to be here anymore.
The AC is on full blast.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hopefully it will reach my bedroom by the time I go to sleep.
Probably not.
Probably not.
You know what? Why don't I tell you guys what I did today? Let's catch everyone up on my day. Not that they care, but I'm going to do it anyway because guess what? This is our podcast and not yours. So... Can you tell I'm delusional? Today, I went to a skate shop. And let me tell you what happened at the skate shop. This has nothing to do with harassment, but it's okay. Hold on. You might hear a fluff sound because I'm flicking something off my mic. What is this nonsense? Fluff sound. There's a fluff on my friggin' microphone.
Oh, my God. Okay, go on.
Anyways, I went to a skate shop today because I don't know if I told the podcast, but I'm a skater girl now. I ordered $300 roller skates on the internet, and I don't even have them yet, but... Once I get them in, that it's just get ready, world, because it's me on skates. Anyways, I wanted to buy some stuff for my skates, so I was like, let me go support a local skate shop instead of ordering online like a fucking degenerate. So I go to this skate shop, I show up, and everyone in there, first of all, pretty nice looking. I'm just going to say, you know what? The skater community,
they're all
hot.
Yes.
They're all good looking. They all look like they eat cigarettes for breakfast. You know what? I don't judge. You look whatever you want.
Saltine.
Soggy saltines are probably the grossest things in the world.
And they put their nicotine their sandwiches with their saltines. Put the nicotine in between the two slices.
Oh my God!
Of
they get those nicotine gum and you put it in the saltine crackers.
Yes.
Delicious. That's a skater boy breakfast.
And then dip it in meth.
No, we won't talk about meth on this podcast. That's a skater boy breakfast, nicotine gum and saltine crackers. Anyways, so I go to the skate shop. Everyone is, first of all, hot. Second of all, they all look fucking high as hell. I walk in, the guy's like, sanitize your hands, please. And I was like, hell yeah, brother. But he like wasn't even, he was like looking off into the distance. Like he didn't even like,
was he talking to you or was there spirit beside you?
Maybe there's a spirit beside me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just cool.
Sanitize your hands, brother.
And we walk in, I go up to the counter after walking around the perimeter of the store and realizing I don't know what I'm looking for, where anything is. So I go up to the counter and I'm like, oh cool, this is maybe where I'll find what I need. And then after waiting a few minutes, someone comes to help me and he's like, hey, you need a hand? And I was like, hell yeah, I need a hand, man. And I was like, listen, do you have any roller skates? Nope, that's not the word I was looking for. You have any wheels for roller skates that I can use at the skate park? Because, you know, they need to be a certain size, certain hardness, etc., etc. And he looks at me, he's like old skates? I was like, what? He goes, yeah, like old school skates or more like inline skates. I was like, you mean like quad skates? I was like, yeah, for quad skates, like with the four wheels on one skate. And he was like, oh no, we don't have much. He's like, I think we have one set of wheels. And he literally pulls out a package of wheels that's like wrapped in like what is it, like cellophane plastic? I think that's
cellophane.
Yeah, sure. Stop. And he's wrapped in plastic, and he brings me these wheels, and I was like, and they were nothing of what I needed. They were honestly worse wheels than I already have on my skates. Not his fault though. He's just living, he's working, he's doing his job. And then he like hands me this fucking pack of wheels. By the way, it's only four wheels, so only enough for one skate, but the pack is broken and one wheel falls out of the pack and rolls away down the counter. He's like, yeah, this is all we have. And I was like, what? I was like,
you get three, the other one's gone now.
I think this is not what I'm looking for. And then I saw another thing that wasn't relevant, but I wanted to buy anyway, so I bought it. And then I left with my friend, and we got in the car, and I was like, is it just me, or was everyone in there just fucking whack? Like, everyone was, like, whispering. No one was talking, like, normal volume projecting themselves. Everyone was kind of, yeah, can I help you out? Man, do you need any help? Like, and like, what? How am I supposed to hear what you're saying to me? The cashier, first of all, on the off chance you're listening to this podcast, I would like to take you out on a date, sir. You're very handsome. Second of all, didn't even know how much money I was paying for my thing that I bought because he was mumbling.
Speaking of that, I want to tell you this today. Are you done your story?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It was just a wild, wild trip to the skate park. Sorry, skate shop. I'm stroking out. Please, someone send help. Paramedics.
Talking about attractive people, I went to Tokyo Smoke today for the first time.
We, in Winnipeg, in Canada, we have legalized marijuana.
Yes.
So we can go buy it at a store.
Yes. And I was like, you know what? I'm sick and tired of feeling like I'm having a panic attack 24/7 of all days.
Let me be high 24/7.
And I told Amanda, and I'm like, I just want something. I don't want to feel high. I just want to feel like I'm not panicking.
So you want
anxiety,
like
CBD.
Yeah.
So we go there and I find the pill capsules, and then there's this beautiful lady that was there, and we were talking to her, and she complimented my eyeliner.
Why are all the cashiers in this city hot? But then when I like go to find someone to date, are they all fake? Are they all robots? They're robots. They're robots.
We should go to Tokyo Smoke, and I don't think, like, you don't have to get anything, and I'll pretend.
No, I'm going to go to Tokyo Smoke and get stuff, and then also look at her and put finger guns up and say, either you take me on a date, or I don't know. I don't have anything to threaten, but take me on a date.
You should ask her out on a date.
I'm going to go ask her out.
Okay. She was very pretty and really nice. And
is that it? Is that all we have to talk about? All right. Anyways, and that's on not harassment. Now back on to our actual topic.
Harassment.
So, yeah, as I mentioned, me and Zoe have witnessed an influx in the people in our surroundings, in our lives, experiencing harassment, specifically women at the hands of men. Obviously, it goes the other way around, always around. It's bad ways.
It's
but
up ways,
down ways, diagonal
ways.
Like zigzag. Oh, all the ways. But specifically, that's what we've been experiencing and witnessing a lot of. Mm-hmm. So we just decided we're going to talk about it because it's pissed time. Off.
I'm fucking annoyed. So I want to start it off.
Zoe has a story that she told me, and it's not good.
Get ready, everybody. So a few days ago, I went with my mom for lunch, and we went to Joey's. And I wore like these pretty pink pants that I have that are like nice fabric. They're from Aritzia. It's like nice pink Aritzia pants.
She was looking good. Moral of the story.
Yeah, I was looking good. I was feeling good. And I was like, wow, I look so cute. And nothing I wore was like, no, fuck that. It doesn't even matter how, if
doesn't
it was
even matter. You could have walked in there in your fucking nighttime muumuu,
yes,
and you would have, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter what you wear. Anyways, so we were sitting there.
Could have been
there,
covered in fecal matter. It doesn't, it doesn't matter.
No. Okay, I got up. We sat there. We had our food. And then I got up to go to the bathroom. And then when I was walking, I don't want to be narcissistic. So I just like ignore it. But then this time I really noticed that when I was walking, all the multiple groups of different tables of men were like taking glances of me as I was walking to the bathroom. And I was like, well, this is actually kind of gross. There was like three separate tables and two, like a group of two guys at the bar. And like a group of them clearly looked like they were old and probably had wives. And so I go to the bathroom and I'm like, well, that was uncomfortable. And I look at my outfit and I'm like, I still look cute. But and those guys are gross. But then I made myself had like the most like pissed off, miserable face once I came out and I walked to the table and my mom's like, why do you look so miserable? And I said, because when I was walking there, all these different groups of men were just staring at me and looked like they're checking me out. And it made me super uncomfortable. So I make myself have an like unapproachable face so they stop looking at me.
You gotta be mean.
Yes, you have to be mean.
Honestly, and that's when people like a lot of what I hear I can't speak English today. I'm having a hard time. A lot of the advice that I receive is simply like, don't pay attention or, you know, ask people to stop. But I'm not nice. I'm not going to be nice. You're making me uncomfortable. I don't owe you niceness. Exactly. I'm sorry. Exactly. I don't have to be polite. If I'm being polite, more times than not, I'm being polite because if I wasn't being polite, I'd have to fear for my safety. But when I'm being mean, it's because I know I could take your geriatric ass out if I fucking needed to.
Exactly. So I told mom that we paid and she walked behind me because she wanted to see, and like we were walking and
did
we
she got notice outside,
and she was like holy shit, that's really gross. Yeah, it's, I noticed.
And it's not like, and the thing is, I'm guilty. I stare at people's butts sometimes, but like I'm not actively taking long glances where if they noticed I would be making them uncomfortable. I'm not actively trying to sexualize them. I might just be like someone walks by and I look at them and I see their butt. I'm like, wow, that's a nice butt. I appreciate it. And then I move on with my day.
Yes.
Even if I was making someone uncomfortable in doing that, I have to acknowledge that, hey, my actions make someone uncomfortable, because at the end of the day, your intentions don't matter if you're still harming someone else.
Exactly.
So, but a lot of the times the intentions are just because
intentions behind men looking at women are gross.
Yeah, like you're not trying. They're like, I'm not trying to be a creep. I don't give a fuck what you're trying to do. You are actively being a creep,
and you're making people uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Holy shit. I don't. Yeah, and that's what makes me so mad. Where they like defend themselves and act
and deflect
and deflect. It's like, fuck you. You made me feel this way. Don't gaslight me.
Exactly. First of all, don't tell me how I should feel. Because if you're gonna tell me how I should feel, I'm gonna start feeling extra, and then my extra feelings are gonna turn into physical aggressiveness against you and your old ass body, and I'm gonna break your stupid limbs and snap you in half like a popsicle stick.
As she's eating a popsicle stick.
Oh no, don't say that. I wish I had a popsicle right now. I forgot to grab popsicles before I came here. Literally last time I was here, we were laying in bed and it was so hot in the room, and I said, you know what would be very nice right now?
Popsicles. Next time.
Does anyone ever remember the popsicles that they were called bugs with a Z?
No.
What, yeah, they were popsicles and they had little gummy bugs in them. They were so good.
No.
They were little like, it was like having like gummy bears, but inside a popsicle, but they were bugs.
Oh, okay.
And they're just called bug popsicles.
That's
they're
so
the bugs.
Gross.
Oh no, it was so good. They're the best popsicles ever. They're made by the people who make like the like cyclones and the rocket ones and all those. So
it was
very popular. They were in the store for years, and then a few years ago, I think they discontinued them. Or maybe they still have them and they're just not in Canada anymore. But I'm just gonna tell you right now, if anyone anywhere finds bugs popsicles, please send me
her up
a photo of where to go get them. I will drive long ways to receive bugs popsicles.
Was gross.
Have you seen the videos online? There's like this trend going around TikTok that I've seen where young ladies specifically, at least that's who I've seen doing the trend, wear jeans and they like go into the grocery store. I've seen ones from Walmart and like Target and stuff, and people put their phone, but they start recording, but put their phone in their back pocket and the camera's like the part that's out.
Okay.
And they record the whole time that they're in the store, and then when they go back in their car, they look at the footage, and people have like edited together like whole videos of just like people staring at their butts because the camera's right there. So if they're staring at their butt, the camera will notice.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And there was one video specifically, and like I she had it linked to, I think, another account. I don't know if it was an Instagram or something, so that you could watch the longer version.
Yeah.
And then she split it into multiple parts on TikTok so you could watch it, because it was too long to make just like a short TikTok video.
Yeah.
And it was of like all the people that were staring at her butt while she was walking through it. I think it was at Walmart. But there was one guy in specific that after he noticed like she had a nice butt.
Yeah.
He started following her around the store.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Isn't that so messed up?
I hate that.
Ugh.
I hate that so much.
Yeah. It's so frustrating because at the end of the day, there's like not a lot you can do to stop it, because at the end of the day, there's no blame that can be placed on someone, no matter what you're wearing, no matter, you know, what you look like, no matter your gender, you're going to receive harassment in your life.
Exactly.
And most of what That's we're talking sad. About today is kind of on like sexual harassment.
Yes.
And like a lot of gender based harassment.
Yeah.
Because that's what we experience. I can't really speak to other people's experiences types of harassment. A lot of what I've dealt with in my life is very gender-based, and it's likely like sexual. Like both Zoe and I both have titties. We have them, and they're there, and they're larger than life. And so with that, sometimes comes a bit of sexual harassment.
It's really gross. I remember one time I wore a dress, and I went out at night to go to like a club, or I don't know what it was. Either way, anybody
doesn't matter
knows,
where you were.
Anybody who knows how I dress knows that I never wear anything that's super short or like low
Zoe's
cut.
I'm quite conservative in the way that she dresses.
Yes.
Quite frankly, a lot of what you wear has very high necklines.
Yeah. Because I just feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because I like...
You got to dress in what makes you comfortable.
I don't want people to look at me more than I...
And that's really unfortunate, because you have to base the way that you clothe your body on how you feel because of other people's actions.
And that's the
actions.
Sad part.
And
that's why I was like...
That's disappointing.
When I went to the restaurant, the shirt that I was wearing was like see-through in a way. And I wore a cute bralette. And I'm like, this makes me uncomfortable. And then so that dress that I wore, people were catcalling me when I walked across the street. And I was like, this is really gross. Why do you think this is acceptable to talk to women like this? I don't want you to whistle at me, you pervert.
Also, when has that ever worked for you?
When?
When? Yes. No one has ever turned around and been like, you know what? Let's get it on.
Someone called my cousin while my grandma was standing next to her. When she was leaving,
I hate it all.
Maker show, isn't that gross?
It's all disgusting. It's so frustrating, because there's nothing that I can do at the end of the day to make people stop being inappropriate. Like I can sit there and I can lecture them and be like, listen, like this is unacceptable behavior. You're a pervert. I kind of want to slice your dick off and shove it up your ass, but. That's not going to change anything.
It's not going to change anything. Still gonna be, it's their eyes are still in them. So,
you know how we fix this? If someone touches you inappropriately, lose their hand. Someone looks at you inappropriately, melon ball their eyes out. That's how I'm going
to
fix this from now on.
Sounds good.
Criminal charges will be
inappropriately. Vocal cords fried. Gone.
Cut them out. It's not very realistic, but sometimes that's how I feel. I don't know about for you, but I kind of agree with the sentiment of like having to dress a specific way to avoid certain actions against me and my body.
Yeah.
Because I like even at work, there are dresses that I love and I enjoy, but they're V-neck and I can't wear them to work because they'd be considered like almost like, and they're not short dresses, they go down past my knees, but they're V-necks, so they're considered almost promiscuous because I have larger breasts, where someone else who we work with mm-hmm. or who I've worked with previous jobs even too, I'm stroking out again, I can't speak English. If they were to wear that dress with smaller breasts, it would not be considered that same type of dress.
Yes.
But because I have a specific body type,
it is
inappropriate.
Yeah,
which is
bullshit.
Which is some bullshit. Also, let me just say this. Why is everyone on this planet acting like they've never seen a titty before?
No kidding. Why are people so scared?
You've seen your own titty. You've probably seen your mom's titty. Unless you weren't breastfed, that's probably why you're fucked
up.
You've
all watched porn at some point.
I'm sure you have. Don't tell me that 11-year-old you hasn't watched porn. Come on. You're telling me you didn't go on the family Dell computer and then flip out when you realize there's something called search history? Come on, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, everyone's acting like they've never seen a tit before or a butt cheek. Like, does anyone know dick. What?
I think that's what's also funny, too.
Or like, yeah, like, also, but dicks are gross looking. They're gross looking.
They look like turtles in sweaters.
Wizard sleeves.
Wizard sleeves.
Anyways.
Yo, Wizard Harry.
Yo, Wizard Harry. Ew. Why are we ruining this movie? Fuck J.K. Rowling, though.
Yeah, don't fuck her. What
a- Hate that bitch. She's a transphobe.
You ain't no Wizard Harry.
You turf bitch.
I want to... Hold on. I want to get my British accent back. 1 second.
Oh, I have to check and see if my computer's still recording.
You ain't no Wizard Harry. That's what I'm saying.
I'm using my toe. Where was I?
Talking about how...
We got distracted again. The whole theme
that's
of
what
this.
Happens when we lie in this bed.
Yeah, that's what happens when we record not in a very professional state.
You were talking about how some women can wear clothes and it's not seen as inappropriate, but people who have more curves.
Oh, also, I was just talking about how people act like they've never seen stuff before.
Yes.
Like, I think it's very naive and quite honestly pathetic to act like you've never seen a boob or you've never seen a penis or you've never seen a butt cheek before. And at the end of the day, I don't understand why all of these things have to be inherently sexual. Do you know what a titty is for? It is a lactation delivery system. It is for babies to get food. Do you look at a cow's nipples and be like, oh, hell yeah, get it on? No, you psycho. Do you look at your dog who has nipples and be like, oh, hell yeah, that does it for me? Unless you're, I don't know, a furry, then okay, whatever. But, like, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're
like,
saying.
Like, boobs don't need to be inherently sexual because that's not what they're there for.
It's not what they're there for, but men have sexualized women's bodies for
so long. And honestly, men have to deal with the same thing, too, especially, like I've talked about this with Zoe before, but I feel like women really specifically have to deal with a lot of sexualization, and in specific, Black women have to deal with a lot of sexualization. And on the other end of the spectrum, Black men are so overly sexualized in everyday life. Just like, I don't like the way that that happens, where people are like, yeah, I only date Black guys, and like all the weird like sexualized tropes
behind
about being behind
someone's color.
Yeah, I just, it's fucking weird and gross, and like honestly it's rooted in a lot of racist behaviors and thoughts, so don't like that. If you're like that, get your shit worked out.
I'm really happy you slid that in here.
But yeah, like I just don't enjoy the fact that people's bodies are viewed as inherently sexual, because at the end of the day, we're all just kind of like sacks of skin, bone, and muscle.
Yeah.
And
skin.
Now she's stroking out. But yeah, like, and butts. What's nice about, like, okay, yeah, I guess they can look nice. Like, I acknowledge
but I
a nice plump
ass.
Butt. But also, yeah, you know what that happens there? Poop. A lot of poop comes out of there. Hope you enjoy. You know what happens? You know what? Next time someone looks at your butt, be like, oh yeah, I just finished pissing out my ass. I have diarrhea all day. So hope you still think I'm hot now.
Flip them off.
Like, yeah, all these things that are like, ooh, like so sexy to people are also just like basic body things. Like, yeah, boobs are there to feed babies. Butts are there to cushion your body when you sit down and to, you know, shit. Penises, they're there so that you can pee.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you can also use them for intercourse, which is fun and great, but like that's not their sole purpose of being there. The same thing with like women's bodies. Vaginas are not there solely for sex. They're there to, you know, like give birth to babies, or they're there for like having to do with your menstrual cycle when you like need to release all those uterine lining business,
all those demons that you hold
inside. All those demons that are all up inside your uteri. Like,
have you heard
just
of that mom that was breastfeeding her baby outside of Victoria's Secret, and the people who worked in there came outside and told her to move because
you
they thought it was
literally
inappropriate?
Work at a job where you see titties, so what is the difference?
Exactly, that's what the job is. That's why they're shutting down. That's why Victoria's Secret's going on.
Victoria's Secret is a horrible company, first of all. And I'm pretty sure it was started by a dude.
Probably. No, it was. It was started by a guy who wanted to make bras for his wife. And then he sold the company.
Because he wanted her to look better.
Sold the company for $1 million, and it became into a multi-billion dollar company, and he committed suicide.
okay, well, that's unfortunate, but it sucks. It's a shitty company. Also, I can never wear their bras because my boobs are too big, so fuck off. I have to go to expand this bra store. Listen, I'm tired of these boobies being in prison.
Set them free
out of these cages.
Let's talk about men sexualizing girls that are teenagers.
Okay, so pedophiles? That's what we're calling them, because that's what that is.
That's what we're going to call them. Let's talk about pedophiles for a second.
Let's talk about how... And it's, we're not talking about people who sexualize or get pleasure out of looking at, like, children, because those are pedophiles, but people are so quick to defend specifically men, because that's the majority of what it is, going after girls who are, like, just barely legal. Like, there's this weird sexualization and, like, in pleasure men get out of just looking at someone who's 16 and wanting to have sex with them. First of all, child. I don't care about laws. I don't care about where you live, whatever. That is a child. They are not fully developed in every aspect of adult life. They are still a child. You need to stay away. If you are in your 30s and you're not dating someone else who is in your 30s, you're kind of gross and also pathetic because you can't get someone your own age. To all the people listening,
fuck.
To all the people listening who have ever been pursued by an older partner, male, female, non-binary, it does not matter. Run. I don't care what you think about age is just a number business. It's not. A lot of the times you're going to end up in a relationship where your partner has a dynamic where they need to be in control all the time, and they use your age and inexperience against you to control you and keep you under their wing. There's the power dynamic in a relationship with that big of an age difference. If someone's like in their late 20s or in their 30s and dating someone, even someone who's legal, even dating like a 21, 22 year old, the power dynamic is so off in that. Yeah. It's messed up. It's not going to work. The maturity levels are completely different. You're in two completely different like stations in life. Why are you going after someone like that? Why? Are you trying to tell me there's no hot people in their 30s? Because I know that's a goddamn lie. I see hot 30-year-olds every day.
It's true.
Right?
It's goddamn true.
Yeah. And it's messed up. Like, why can't you date someone your own goddamn age?
I just feel like, I don't know, older people who date younger people obviously are not at the right maturity level when they're older themselves. Like,
they have their own issues they are not working through, and then they have to project that onto a child who doesn't know any better and will think that that's what a normal relationship is,
and then they're gonna bring that into all of their next relationships, which
exactly
is not healthy,
which is not good. And then you've fucked them up for the rest of their life, and then you get to go and fuck up someone else after you're done with them. It's not fair. It's not cool. And quite frankly, I think it should be illegal. Because I know, like, there's a difference between age of consent and then being a legal adult. Because you can, in some states, and I'm not sure what the laws are in Canada, so I can't speak to that with any authority. But I know sometimes you can be with someone who is, like, just freshly 18, or I think, like, sometimes 17 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you just have to, I think the important thing is, as a parent, as a friend, as an authority figure in that person, young person's life, you have to look at that relationship and say, why is this adult going after someone of this age? Look at the root of it. Why do they think that this is okay? Why are they going after someone this age in comparison to going after someone their own age who probably is already financially stable, has a lot of experience in life, whether that be emotionally, physically, everything, you know? Why are they making these choices? And a lot of times it's rooted in wanting to control someone. It's wanted to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't know any better, so they can get away with their behaviors and actions that someone their own age knows that are not acceptable and are not safe and okay. Oh. That's all I have to say.
It just makes her riled.
I'm all riled up. I'm so angry now.
But I've seen it happen so many times, and that's why it makes
I've seen
sick.
It happen to friends.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you were
friends,
like,
co-workers.
Co-workers. I've seen it happen to so many people.
Gross,
I'm like,
creepy
why?
Men who look like Igor.
Who look like Big Ed from 90 Day Fiancé.
Basically, that's what he looked like.
But the thing, yeah, it's just so frustrating. And it's hard being in a position where you see this happening to someone you care about because...
Big Ed.
because you want to tell them, hey, this is fucked up. This is weird. And at the end of the day, people are going to do whatever they want. Like, especially if they're...
Nobody listens.
You can't tell a teenager shit. You can't tell a teenager shit. They're going to do whatever they want, whenever they want, and regardless of what you say. And then sometimes they'll even sneak it so you think they're doing what you want, but turns out, joke's on you, they're not.
And that's just how it is.
So a lot of the time, you gotta educate and be there as a support system for the people around you that you care about when they're in situations like that. Because I've known people in situations like that, and sitting there and being like, you need to break up with him because he's a pervert. Yeah, that's not going to help them. That's not helpful information. Try and keep them away from those situations in the first place. Make sure they understand why they shouldn't be in those situations. But if they get in those situations, just make sure that you're there for them as a support system, because when they want to get out, they'll have someone there to help them. You know?
That's good. That's good.
Harassment. I've had it. And that's on harassment, everyone.
What are some of, like, the biggest times or moments in your life that you remember significantly?
Let's see. Well, I started developing boobs pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, honestly, even just, like, adults, family, friends, people would, like, mention it. Like, it was an appropriate thing to mention.
Yeah.
Like, being in, like, fifth grade and being like, oh, you're getting, like, boobs. Do you wear bras now? I'm like, why are you talking to me about this? Why are you looking at my childhood chest? Why? Why are you looking at me? Don't look. Go look at your own boobs in the mirror.
Yeah. Oh, wait. There aren't any.
There aren't any. Sucks for you. Don't get jealous of a 10-year-old pervert. Or I think one of the times that harassment was the most aggressive was when I was in high school. I was hanging out with my cousins and they had a birthday party and we were just hanging out at the park, swinging mm-hmm. on the swings, you know, gossiping like teens do. And we were walking home because the park was very close to their home. A car pulled up as we were walking and like started yelling at us. And we were like, what the fuck? And then we were just kind of like, haha, fuck off. And then like started walking. But then the car like followed us as we were walking. So then we had to like run down some back lanes or whatever. And we thought we lost them and it was good. And we're like, okay, yeah, like it's still light out. We all have our cell phones on us. Like if we need to, we'll call someone. But we were in a pretty large group. So we're like, well, we still want to stay at the park. Mm-hmm. So we like went back. And these people stayed in the area, these guys, and they were probably in their early 20s. And we were, like, probably 15. So, like, still, like, very young. And, like, it's just, like, you should know better, man. Like, I don't care if you think it's, like, why do you get... And they clearly really enjoyed the fact that they were scaring us because they looped around so many times and followed us multiple times every time we tried to get away from them.
Yeah.
And as a 15-year-old, no matter how big of a group you are, that's scary, right?
That is
like
scary.
You don't know who's in that car. You don't know why they're yelling. Regardless of their intention, like, we were scared. So we went home after being able to evade them because we didn't want them to follow us back to the house mm-hmm. and know where we were staying. But stuff like that. And it's like, at the end of the day, why are you so fucked up that you get enjoyment out of watching someone be scared from your actions? Why? I'm sorry that your life has been fucked up enough that that's your weird thing
but
that you like. But just because you have trauma in your life, this is... If you take anything away from the last 31 episodes of this podcast, let's walk away with this. No matter what has happened to you in your life, everyone has trauma. Everyone has faced some form of adversity, all varying in levels. But no matter the trauma you endure in your life does not justify you projecting that and then causing someone else trauma in their life. You don't get to use that as an excuse to hurt others. You figure your shit out. You deal with it in whatever way you can or whatever way is accessible to you, but you don't get to fuck up someone else's life. No. No. This is not how it works.
It's not how it works.
Thank you. No, and like, needs to I know, be said. I know it's a really simple thing to say, and I know it's a lot harder to practice because, you know, not everyone not everyone can practice what they preach, but also not everyone has access to healthy ways to deal with their trauma, and I acknowledge that, and it sucks, but it's just beyond me. Like, I've been through a lot of shit in my life. I also have a lot of privilege in my life, but the shit that I have been through, I would never in a million years imagine doing to someone else.
Oh, never. No, not at all. Same.
Never.
Things that people and so said I just to me can't and to imagine me, I would not do the next person.
Yeah, I can't imagine being in a place in life where you think that that's an acceptable thing to do.
Why would I want someone
to experience what I did?
Exactly. And what I, like, things I've experienced have fucking, they've sucked and they've hurt. Knowing, and it takes a long time to heal from that. And why would I want to cause somebody that pain?
Exactly. Why would you, knowing the pain of trauma that you've endured, want to inflict that on someone else? You gotta be a fucking really messed up person.
Narcissistic piece of trash.
Piece of trash. Yeah.
Makes me.
And then it just. And then I'm sure, like, as you've experienced, the more you grow up, the more you endure.
The more you endure, especially in terms of, like, and recognize, especially with, if you have sisters or cousins or other, like, people younger than me, like,
yeah, and then you notice things that are like not okay that they don't notice.
I went to the club with my mom for her birthday last year.
Oh,
and holy shit, I'm not doing that again. Sorry, mom, if you're listening. Because every time a guy looked at me, she went up to him and like a scary monster came out of her, and she was like, hey,
she's being a protective mom.
Like, why the fuck are you looking at my daughter, you creep?
I love that.
I'm 23 now. Last time when this happened, I was 22.
And you know what?
I'm fine with that.
I think we are very grateful in that we've been raised by parents who have taught us, like, you know, how to stick up for ourselves to some degree and know when behaviors are okay and know when behaviors aren't okay.
I want to bring her with me whenever I want to, like, have a good drunk night out, and I'm going to hire her as a bodyguard.
And she'll Lori.
Like, stand in the distance.
Yes.
And whenever she thinks something is weird,
we'll buy her dinner, like, and then she'll be our bodyguard for the night.
Yeah, I'll make eye contact with her, like, and she'll disappear.
Do the nose bump.
And then just, like, a puff of smoke will come from the ground.
she'll buy just, magician stuff.
Yes.
Like those things you throw she'll on the just ground show and the up, smoke.
Put a knife to his neck, and another dust comes, and the both of them are gone.
Oh, so mysterious. Yes. I love it. Yeah. I think that was the scariest thing that ever happened to me, was the car
That's
thing.
That's super creepy.
And then as I, like, you know, grew up and started working in service industry, I dealt with all, like, I used to work at a golf course, and I've worked as a server for many years since I was 18, and you know, I've dealt with a lot of just, you know, like, comments about my body and shit like that. And it's just like, you know what, I need you to not look at me ever again. I need you to pay me 26% now because you made a rude comment or an inappropriate comment, and then I need you to leave. You know what, make it 50%. Tip me 50% and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
If you like my boob so much, tip me 50% and get out. That's the tea.
That's the tea.
Yeah.
Unless I'm up there stripping on a pole. No, not even then.
No, because we respect sex workers.
Yeah.
So not even then.
Not even then.
Not ever. How about never?
How about never?
How about never look at anyone ever again? Unless you're trying to be nice. And there's respectful.
Nice. There's nice eyes, and then
there's nice eyes, and then there's eyes. Pervert eyes. Yeah. I think now you just, like, whenever you witness someone doing some stuff, you need to stare at them directly in the eye and just scream, pervert!
I should have done that to the guy, Amanda and I drove past today, because I swear he was jerking off in his truck next to us.
Amanda and I drove away. You should have fucking knocked on his window and smashed his window while he was doing
100%.
It.
100%. I swear. She was like, he could have been looking at his phone. I'm like, nah, those faces he was making, and he, like, was making, like, weird body movements.
No, I'm going to throw up. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Like, midday.
You're disgusting. You're a disgusting pervert who doesn't deserve happiness. Can you, like, just stop? Can you go get your weird fill of of pervertness and stuff somewhere elsewhere.
Go get
Don't inflict it onto innocent people who want nothing to do with you. Go into a consensual relationship where you can do weird pervy stuff, okay?
That's all.
That's all.
That's all you have to do.
Go on, go on your, a website. On There's freaky. Websites for everything. Go on Tinder for perverts.
It's probably
if you want to have sex with someone in public, go find someone and then go in a public that's not that public. Go in a field. Just go do stuff that's not gonna hurt other people.
Walk away and keep walking and don't come back.
That's genius. I just want people to stop doing stuff that hurts others. Like, if the stuff that you're doing, regardless of what it is hurting other people, then you probably should stop fucking doing it.
Also, another thing I want people to be aware of for people who are jacking off in public, sometimes
I hope no one listening to this podcast is jacking off in public. Please don't do that.
No, for if they see someone jacking off in public. Oh, yes. Sorry. If they see someone jacking off in public, sometimes people who are doing that get off on your reaction.
Yes, on you confronting them. That's true. On you confronting
them and reacting. So the best thing to do is to just not react and keep walking and call the fire department, because they don't call the police anymore.
We don't deal with the police in this household. Not anymore.
Call the fire department. They have axes and they'll just chop it right off.
Oh yeah, paramedics. They'll inject it with some stuff so it falls off. God, I hate it here.
That's a real thing though, people, just so everybody is aware.
Yeah, that people happens. Are gross
people.
Oh, you know what, something that I mentioned to you the other day that I saw it on Twitter.
Okay,
but I want to talk about it a little bit, because we just mentioned how we respect sex workers, and we're going to acknowledge that, you know, you can be out in your leisurely life or at like your job doing whatever and receive harassment, but imagine being a sex worker. They receive so much harassment. I've been seeing it was actually trending on Twitter, and that's one of the reasons I saw it. But there, she's not anymore, but she worked in the porn industry and she's very popular. I'm sure most of you know her because her name is very popular. Her name is Mia. She I saw a bunch of stuff trending on Twitter, and that's how I saw all of this. But apparently she only worked in porn for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And during that, she was, because I guess she's from Lebanon, so she did a lot of like, she did like some religious porn, I guess, or like some like racial porn. I don't know. Like,
what is
like,
religious it was like, porn?
I don't know. I think nuns? She was, no, not nuns. I think she was like wearing like a hijab or something in some of her porn. So she's like getting like death threats and stuff because people are like, you're disrespecting the religion, blah, 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 blah. It's like, it's not my place to comment on that because like, whatever. But people, like, while she was under distress from, like, receiving all the feedback from the porn she was doing in a very vulnerable time, she was, like, 21 when she was doing it, she ended up signing a contract.
Mm-hmm.
And these people made a whole website with all of her content, her name, and all this stuff. And now that this was years ago, and she's no longer in the industry, and she has rights to her name, like, she made sure that she got like all the rights to her name. These people won't take down her website. They won't take down her content. Like, they won't do anything. And they're still, and the only way that they agreed to do anything cooperative with her is if she starts making content for them again.
Ew.
She's like, no, I'm trying to get married. I want to have children. I want to move on with my life. Like, this was a period that I don't really want to be remembered for. Like it's not that she's ashamed for it, it's just that I don't want this to be my legacy
point in her life. And now she's moving to the next step.
Exactly.
And it's not that anymore, so let her be the next person that she wants to be.
Exactly. Like, let her grow, let her do her shit. And like, this company, like, again, the industry in and of itself is very predatory and very messed up, but it's like this multi-billion dollar industry and this fucking huge company that owns all this content of hers, and they, like, even if she went into a lawsuit with them, like, they could, you know, they have teams upon teams of lawyers that could bankrupt her in a matter of like a few times at court, right? And so everyone, and I was just like reading through the comments of a lot of these tweets, and all of them are really disappointing, being like, well, if she didn't want it, she never should have done it in the first place. Like, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of it's just like really disrespectful, and it's like, you know what, at the end of the day, a lot of you consume this content. Why don't you just respect the people who are making it for you? That's all, like, I don't understand.
That's all you gotta do.
That's all you gotta do. Respect the people at the end of the day who are doing a job and making content for you to consume. Just because it's sex-related content doesn't mean that you shouldn't respect the people who are in it. Yeah, it was just like, and that like, so she's receiving, upset. So she's receiving all this harassment, mainly from men being like, you know, oh, also she got banned from Lebanon. She's not allowed to go back.
What?
Yeah, because of her previous career and like the content that she made and stuff like that. It's just like, come on, you guys.
Give her a fucking break.
Come on, this poor girl. She was doing a job. She was making money, and that's it. Like,
just you them you're 21.
What, you know how much dumb shit I did when I was 21? It's so much dumb shit
I'm doing now. I'm 23 and I'm still doing dumb shit.
I'm 23 and I'm sure I'll be doing dumb shit when I'm 64.
And you know what, so that's okay. You're allowed to learn. No, also just fucking do whatever you want to do. Who cares? And people should not control your life and get the opportunity to control what other people do. That's fucked up. And
it is, it's really messed up.
I hate it.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that because it was bothering me when I saw it the other day on Twitter, like all the comments about like just like being really disrespectful to her and how like, you know, like it deserve, like how she deserves everything that she's getting, like it following her just because she, you know, was working in the adult porn industry, like you know, like it just, I just fucking respect people. She was doing her job. Sex work is work, guys. It is hard work, and people have to receive an obscene amount of harassment for just doing their job. And at the end of the day, everyone's so fucking ashamed of the fact that they consume the content, so then they project their shame onto the people who make the content.
Exactly.
Which is really messed up. Even if you don't watch porn, you still need to respect people who do it, because they're doing their job and they're providing for themselves and maybe their families, who knows. So you just know, like, yeah. I don't fucking come to your job and shame you because I don't like what you do. You don't have to like it. That's fine. I'm vegetarian. Do you think I fucking go to McDonald's and start screaming at the people at McDonald's because they're making burgers?
The only people I will ever shame for their job choice are the police.
The police, we shame the police. This is a police shame podcast. Also some politicians, we also shame some politicians. Shame
that. Yeah, they deserve it.
They deserve it. You think I feel bad for you?
No,
you know who you are.
You've had your chance. You chose, you made the choices that you made.
It's called choices, honey, and you making them. Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about harassment? Anything else you want to share? I feel like I ranted. I feel like I got really off topic. It's just a very touchy subject.
It's very
hard and frustrating to talk about, because like, and this is just the stuff that is in our brains right now. This is just the stuff that we've experienced, and like there's so much more to talk about.
There's so many more things I could say.
And also so many more things
happens at least once a week. It happens so much. It just makes me upset how I feel uncomfortable just going outside and wanting to be pretty.
Leave me and my skin sack alone.
Yeah, that's all.
This sack of skin and bones, leave it alone, okay?
It's uncomfortable and it's not a cute look.
It's not. Yeah, being a perv is not a cute look for you. Stop it. Okay? It's not a cute look.
It's not cute. You want to know what's cute? Keeping your mouth shut.
It costs you $0 to mind your fucking business, bitch. That's a song, and I want you to make it your ringtone. I give you rights to make that your ringtone.
Thank you.
But you have to pay me something. I don't know. You can pay me in vegan snacks. Not you. I'm talking to people on the podcast. They can pay. Send me vegan snacks and you can use that as your ringtone. Yes. But anyways. It's a hard topic to chat about. It's very frustrating. Really gets my blood boiling. And like, we just like scraped the surface of talking about harassment.
I could like have this conversation.
We could have this conversation. We could have a fucking 46 parter episodes. 46 parts.
Look, a buddy's at the window.
Who's a buddy? Ah! Oh my god, it scared me.
There was a pigeon at the window, everybody. He's
pervert! Stop watching me. I'm trying to record a podcast here. Well, but yeah, we scraped the surface today, and I'm sure we'll talk about it again soon. And obviously, we can only speak to our own experiences, because there's a whole hell of a lot of people who experience different types of harassment for different types of things. But most of what we experience is usually like gender and sex based. Yeah. So stop being a perv and respect everyone, and especially sex workers. Thank you, America. Have a good night.
If you do want to share like your own fucking disgusting experiences you've had with gross people, you're more than welcome to send us an email, DM us, whatever you want to do.
Even if you don't want us to share them, even if you just want to chat with us, you're welcome to send us an email. She will read it, and then she'll send it to me and be like, did you read this? And I probably didn't, because I forget to check the email all the time. So if you want to send us an email, you can send us an email at bitchingandwhiningpodcast@gmail.com.
No I in bitching.
And
our Instagram is bitching.and.whining, and then we have a neglected
Facebook, which is bitching and whining.
And we'll tune in next week.
And we'll tune into ourselves. Is that what you? We'll tune in next week. Okay. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Can you tell that we're having
I'm gonna drool onto the mic.
Don't do that. They're expensive. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.